This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As you heard, we lost a Border Patrol officer. We're going to have the wall. It's part of what we're doing. We need it. That's rough territory. That's where the drugs are coming in. A lot of things are happening along the border, the southern border, and we're going to straighten it out.
So awful. President Trump doubling down on his call for a wall after a border agent was brutally attacked and beaten to death by illegal immigrants. Here to discuss is former ICE agent and Border Patrol officer David Ward. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
You know, this agent was 36 years old. He'd been a Border Patrol agent since 2013. Goes out to do his job, will not ever go home again. I mentioned earlier I saw online pictures of him with his son standing there so proud of his dad. And what do we need to do? And is this an indication that we have got to build that wall?
You know, we have a lot of talking heads down in Washington speaking about a wall and actually committing extortion as to getting a wall up there if they don't pass DACA or some other thing. Here we have a young man. 36 years old. He is the 142nd Border Patrol agent killed in the line of duty protecting our unsecured border that our politicians absolutely refuse to secure. You know, here we have a Thanksgiving coming up, and this little boy's without his dad because we have an unsecured border. We have another agent that's in the hospital injured from this brutal attack.
Yeah, beaten with rocks from what we know at this point, and certainly some additional information will come out about that. You mentioned the number of agents who have been killed. We know that there have been 39 just since 2003, and our Griff Jenkins was reporting at the top of the show that this makes the second Border Patrol agent killed just this year. So this particular area of the border, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's a desolate area of Van Horn. It goes all the way down to Big Bend National Park, and it's a drug trafficking haven. And these agents, when they go out at night, they are usually alone with a backup partner somewhere nearby that will go track aliens that are bringing drug loads up to the Interstate 10, which will then be transported around the United States. But again, this comes down to an unsecured border. Now, another thing you need to keep in mind, there have been over 8,000 recorded assaults on Border Patrol agents since 2003. That's a 67% increase from last year alone. Mm. And it's all because of sanctuary cities and the lax enforcement of immigration law that give these aliens or embolden the aliens to come into the United States, go into sanctuary cities. They know they're going to be protected, and it's a safe haven.
I'll tell you, this is just heartbreaking to think, and of course, as the agent brought out here, you know, we've got a young boy, you know, for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, that is going to miss his father. And, you know, this is on us. This is on we the people, not putting pressure on the government to make sure that something is done. I mean, the numbers are astronomical here. And, you know, we're talking about a young 36-year-old Rogelio Martinez. He was killed. Another border agent remains in the hospital, severely injured, as they were ambushed there in this very, very dangerous area. But this is what we're dealing with. And, of course, it brings up the whole issue of sanctuary cities. Once again, you know, President Trump was blocked by an activist judge, and no new news there. It's the same judge that has been blocking things all along in terms of trying to put pressure back on these states and these cities. They want to ignore federal law, but yet they want the people's money. And, you know, here it is. You know, we just had a border agent. And listen to the numbers, the amount of deaths and attacks that have taken place against our border agents has got to stop. And we have to see this, or, you know, we just continue as business as usual. Thank God we have a president in the Oval Office who is serious about doing something about sanctuary cities and doing something about our national security. I tell you, we need to hear outrage.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hope you're all ready for the Thanksgiving season. Everybody, boy, I just got through the airport and the masses are already moving in, and we understand there's going to be a huge number of people on the road this year, according to AAA, and probably one of the biggest driving seasons as well that will be taking place this holiday season. So be safe out there. The former lieutenant governor is with us. We're talking Jennifer Carroll, best-selling author of When You Get There. She is Florida's 18th lieutenant governor, a state legislator for over 7 years. Jennifer Carroll, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Top of the day to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
to you and
Thanksgiving.
Your listeners.
Thank you so much for having some time to talk with us. We just heard the report on the Border Patrol, you know, the Border Patrol agent that was murdered along with his partner, who is severely injured, remains in hospital. And, boy, if this doesn't bring to light, you know, the pressure on our national security, and on one hand, being thankful that we have a president that sees this as a serious problem and wants to do something about it.
It's unfortunate that it seems as if of our elected officials and our court officials, our Justice Department officials, it seems as if the president is the only one that gets it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the president has to go time and time again back to court for protecting our borders, for our national security. We just recently had a judge that ruled that knocked down the president's ban on various countries that can allow that are on terrorist watch to have these individuals coming into our country. At what point do we get to critical mass that these judges will see that it's about protecting our borders and our citizens?
Mm-hmm. And then again, the same judge back into play to block the president's move against these sanctuary cities. The mm-hmm. sanctuary cities saying, look, we want to basically obliterate the rule of law, but we still want support from the federal government. That's a non sequitur, isn't it?
Where is the protection for the citizens of this country that either voted in or elected these individuals to office? Mm-hmm. Where are the support for the citizens, the law-abiding citizens of this country? Why would you put people that are breaking the law coming into this country and also breaking additional laws after they come in here?
Exactly.
Why is it that you swore to protect and uphold the Constitution and you're not doing that on the bench?
Well, and this is what I see missing so gravely. I spent a couple of weeks in California here. You know, I just got back from California. And again, I just keep shaking my head. I cannot believe, you know, they're not happy with states. With cities, now the entire state. And mm-hmm. to your point, the message that it puts out to the rest of the citizens of California, it's like the law doesn't matter. So, and here you've got all these associated violations of law. Of course, the the Kate Steinle case is being heard even as we're talking right now and will probably be decided here very shortly. And this is something that is, I know it sticks in the craw of those that support their sanctuary position, but that is the fact, and that is a minor fact compared to, I would say, thousands of girls who are in sex slavery in the state of mm-hmm. California, all the drug running that's taking place right now because of sanctuary cities and how they are protected. This is amazing to me that this continues, but on one hand, it doesn't surprise me, Jennifer, because having been in California and seeing personally, I mean, if I didn't see this myself, I'd say, well, I don't quite remember it that way. But the state itself, with one activist judge, vacated 8 million votes not that long ago. Just vacated, wiped them out, and it meant nothing. It was the entire state, it just shrugged.
And amazing. Also, too, they're giving people that are illegal license mm-hmm. and an opportunity to run for office in local levels.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is absolute insanity. But this starts the snowball. You start breaking the law, you make room for it, and they're insane. It's almost like the state and these other cities that think sanctuary cities makes makes sense. They need some sort of federal deprogramming system to get their thinking straight. And maybe it starts with, as it always does, it always starts with we the people saying, that is enough, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Well, and that is very true. And when will that enough get there? The safe sanctuary should be for the law-abiding citizens that are in each state. It shouldn't be for the illegals that are breaking the law. The sanctuary, safe sanctuary should be for the citizens of the United States.
And right on the hills, only because we're on the West Coast, and of course there's been some conversation and controversy regarding the three UCLA basketball players, but particularly the father of one. I mean, the boys themselves, I think they got it. They realized, man, we dodged a bullet, seriously, here. Whether it was Donald Trump or not, we're thankful that we're out of here. And it wasn't that long ago that we heard about another college student, Otto Warmbier, that didn't fare well. Okay, we're talking China versus North Korea, I understand, but still, they were in a lot of hot water. And they got it. They apologized. They were very gracious. But then LeVar Ball, the father of one of the sons, thought he needed to bring his geniusness into the conversation, and he speaks out and says, you know, I'm from L.A. I've seen a lot worse. You know, stealing glasses, no big whoop. Well, you're kidding me?
I mean, not when you're in a foreign country.
Yeah, but again, this is the kind of idiocy that's taken place, and it's about the rule of law. Now, is his thinking that way because, you know, the state itself, the culture within that state is very lax about the rule of law? Or what would happen if somebody, he has a tennis shoe business, what happens if somebody came and stole a bunch of tennis shoes? Would that be okay? No big whoop?
Well, you see, here's where we've had the breakdown of recent times with our adults not really acting as adults. And when you appear to be ungrateful for something that's been done for you and your family of a good nature, this is where the adult should step in, and regardless of party affiliation, regardless of what you feel about the president, you give gratitude. I would be totally appreciative if my child, who did a wrong in a foreign country, was able to get off. If they didn't come back with a criminal record on their record. Mm-hmm. They came back all in one piece, as opposed to Otto Warmbier, who is now deceased for his ill treatment in prison. And any prison overseas really is not like the U.S. prison. So even if it was China, they were facing up to 10 years in prison. And even in a Chinese prison, they could have had severe injuries depending on their circumstances and who was guarding them at the time. So it's not to be taken lightly. It's not as if they were going into a Holiday Inn type of jail prison system that we have in the United States. Mm-hmm. So as a parent that have two sons, if something like that had happened, first I would acknowledge, yes, my son did wrong, and he ought to be apologetic to that. Secondly, I thank the president for bringing my son back home in one piece, that I'm able to enjoy him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, you wouldn't be saying to the president, well, you know, I might be grateful if you'd brought him back in your plane because there's plenty of room on your plane, right?
Yeah, not considering the president had three other stops to make before he came back home.
Oh, Lordy, the twisted logic here. And here, we just talked about this. The last time you and I talked, Jennifer, is about our kids, how much we love them, but the teaching moments that come up from time to time. This is an excellent teaching moment. And for a host country to be violated like this, not good. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Attitude of gratitude goes a long way, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the former lieutenant governor of Florida is with us, also in the Florida state legislature for over 7 years. Jennifer Carroll, best-selling author of the book, When You Get There. Jennifer, you know, every day you wake up and it's a new body count. I mean, we've got sex going from West Coast to East Coast. You know, the ones that were throwing stones in glass houses, you know, we're starting to see some of the panes in their houses getting broken from the inside out. Pretty crazy, huh?
It's ricocheting back and forth. One thing we have to be careful about, it seems as if, well, this all started blowing up with regards to, well, it started with Weinstein, and then it went on in a more exacerbated way to bring in elected officials with the race of Judge Moore. Mm-hmm. And so an accuser comes out, says some information, and that now changes the dynamic as to should this guy be elected or not. So we have a lot of folks that are on one side or the other, and then come to find out that in the Congress, they have had $15 million of hush
exactly.
money
right.
that have been paid out. So you cannot tell me that the leadership, both in the Senate and the House, didn't know of this payout and who these members have been that have been either doing harassing women or other men, too. It's not just women.
Mm-hmm.
And also assaulting
yes.
Women or men. So we have a Congress that have paid out taxpayer dollars for hush money for individuals that have been assaulted or harassed. Mm-hmm. Then we have accusers that come out and do not give hardcore evidence. It's just something that happened 20, 40 years ago. And so, therefore, it's confusing the mass public as to you have elected people that are sitting in the seat right now that are accused of this, and then you have someone running for office that is accused of something, no hardcore evidence, and we don't want him to be seated according to the legislative body there. So you can't have it both ways, Senate President and Mr. Speaker. You have to either clean up your house of members that you know are doing these things and say anyone that's going to be running for office, you're not going to be able to run or get seated if you have this in your past.
Exactly.
And accusations is becoming a fact now once a person puts it out there. And I caution people to really ask questions, although the accuser will come across and they'll, whether it's a male or female, and cry and be very emotional. But questions need to be asked to make sure that the accuser really has been assaulted in the way that they're saying that they have. And it's a very difficult discussion for us to have, and we feel empathy for the person, but we've found people that have lied because it's been politically expedient for them to do so.
Exactly. Well, the hashtag MeToo campaign has really opened the door to this. And this is what, you know, now we have another person for Al Franken. Because, I mean, when you think about this process, what we've gone through, first with Harvey Weinstein, and then you started realizing all these women and political operatives, you know, the Hillary campaign, people who that Harvey Weinstein had supported, were all being brought into this situation as being complicit, that they knew about it. I mean, for years, people talked and they joked about the casting couch. They joked on national TV during awards programs about Harvey Weinstein. And then you had women who, you know, heartbreakingly said they were aware of this, but they chose not to speak. It didn't affect them directly. And so, you know, these are all feminists that came out and talked like and exposed. And now we've got this avalanche, and to the degree that, you know, for you being a political person, having gone through the process, how would you like your good intention of wanting to serve the country to be thwarted based on an allegation?
This is very true. And I personally have experienced unwanted sexual advancements and groping.
Yeah.
And it's a very uncomfortable position, particularly when you're the only one there, and or you can't really turn around to your colleagues and say what has occurred because you're the one that gets blackballed. You're the one that you're the one that cannot assimilate into the culture. And for some women that have seen these sort of behaviors or know of it, sometimes they're jealous of the other women that are around and are going through these things, and they condone the behavior of the guys because they want these women pushed out of the way, and I've seen that as well. And it's unfortunate that that has occurred, but it has brought the issue to light. We've talked in many years about sex trafficking, a lot of women that are being brought across borders and so forth, and this just raises another level of discussion as to how women are treated in male-dominated, powerful environments, from the boardroom to the political environment. And it has to be discussed and it has to be addressed. How do we do that so that we're not really having accusers that may have interpreted something that wasn't there, as opposed to actually being harassed, touched, or groped in an appropriate way that made them uncomfortable in the working environment?
Well, we had a situation with Bill O'Reilly, for example, and this young black gal said that she walked out of the elevator, I think the way she said it, and O'Reilly was behind her, and in her mind, I mean, and I don't mean to lighten it, but her perception was that O'Reilly was undressing her, and she didn't even see him, but felt that, I mean, this is the stuff that you're talking about. I mean, when we open this stuff up, it's not being, insensitive to what people are experiencing, but when you get into accusations like this, this is very serious. And we need to have a rather holistic and total conversation about it, as you and I were talking off the air. You know, I was in California driving by a high school, and I'm seeing how provocative these young girls are dressing up. And I think of those boys on the other side of the fence with hormones raging, and they see these young girls. I mean, this is like a red cape to a bunch of hungry bulls here.
And it goes back to parenting again. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter, and she was taught there's a way to dress to go to school, there's a way to dress to party, there's a way to dress to go to church, there's a way to dress to go to a social function. And many of our young girls today are not being taught the differences in how to dress and how to present themselves. You don't need to show the whole store.
Yes.
You cover it up a little bit and protect that for future. And now it seems some self-esteem issues come in, and they want to dress in a provocative way to outdo the other girls that are there, number one, or they feel that's fashionable. And then their parents are letting them come out the house like this or buying the clothes for them. My mother wouldn't buy half of these things that I'm seeing these young girls wear. And they look older than they are.
Right, without a doubt.
And it puts them in a situation that they may not be able to handle.
No, it is a very dangerous situation that young girls have found themselves in, Jennifer. This is history. And today, what are we going to do about it, knowing that this is the culture that we've created? We've created this. This is of our creation.
Well, like we were talking earlier, it started with Bill Clinton, and when we just had that deterioration of our moral code.
Mm. Yeah,
as I
shared with you and have shared with our audience, I know that that was a tipping point. This is a study for sociologists. They're going to look at the impact, look back to see what happened when President Clinton, what he did in the Oval Office. Because I tell you, there is more than anecdotal evidence that it ignited a sexual revolution that I think people just kind of decided just to bury their head over and ignore. And our children this next generation have been impacted by that. Boys today, they're not getting married early. I mean, now the average, it's in their 30s before they're thinking about getting married. And why should they have to? Females are in today's culture. Hey, it's easy. If I need to hook up, I hook up, if I want to, kind of deal. It's fast and loose. And this is all part and parcel of the culture and the environment that has created all this sexual harassment and abuse that's going on. I'm glad we're talking about it, but I know it's going to be a bit uncomfortable, and it's going to bring back some memories, kind of like what you had to deal with and realizing, gosh, that's why I was sexually harassed when I was working, in the state as a state representative. That's a tough deal. Jennifer Carroll, former Lieutenant Governor. We're out of time. As always,
thank you. Happy
I appreciate
Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming on.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will say my thank you for turning
rain. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, so much to be thankful for. I like what Sarah Huckabee Sanders did the other day. And, you know, having the reporters, before they asked their question, to state what they were thankful for. In a sense, she said getting them ready, you know, for time with the family, because that's what happens. It's a bit of ceremony, but I think a good time to take a pause and consider, you know, all the things that you have been thankful for. Ed Pizzulli, I want you to know I'm thankful that you come on the show. I appreciate you giving us time to be here with us. Ed is a state GOP strategist out of Florida. He is also associated with the Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, was co-chair of Jeb Bush for governor in Broward. He also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. Ed, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, and I'm thankful to be with you today.
Hey, excellent. So we're getting all warmed up, thinking, you know, we got family around the table, and you know, lots to be thankful for, a country that looks a lot better off this year than it did a year ago in terms of getting back on track and being very bullish for business and new jobs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, we've had two straight quarters of 3% growth in the economy, something that was unheard of during the 8 years of the Obama administration. Clearly broke out of what was the new normal under the last 8 years. And I think a lot of it has to do with both the deregulation efforts of the administration, allowing businesses the freedom to be entrepreneurs and to let American capitalism create jobs and create opportunity for everybody. And we should be thankful for that for sure.
Exactly. Ed, you bring up a great point here. All the pundits and the so-called experts, including government officials, particularly the CBO, said, well, the new normal is going to be two. We're going to be lucky to hit two. That's, President Obama has proven that fact, Jack. So don't even, Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about, three. You know, he'd be lucky to get 3% in 4 years. So he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, look at drop the mic moment here. Inside of the first 6 months, and as you mentioned, we've got two periods of three plus GDP. And that 1% differential we're talking about is huge.
Yeah, it's not only huge, but it does define the difference between different philosophies. And so not just in the approach of how to where government should be and how heavy or light a government role should be in our economy, but more important, confidence in the American people. Frankly, those who said the new normal was 2% don't quite understand what the entrepreneurial spirit is or the American spirit to make things work, to make things happen. To create something from nothing, to create opportunity for others from an employment standpoint, to push on new innovations. I mean, so all of those things, it really comes down to how much confidence do you have in Americans? And I think that this administration and those who are thinking the same way, have that kind of confidence in that. And part of this tax reform plan, I think, goes to the next step.
Well, exactly. And, let's talk tax reform. This is critical for the GOP as a party, as leaders, as ones that said to the voting politic, hey, give us the reins and we'll lead you out of this darkness.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. The politics around this is very important from a standpoint that the Republicans have to show that they can actually govern. They've been given the ball. Congressional leadership has been given the ball, and now they've got to put some points on the board. And so far they failed, but I do think this thing has a real shot. It's already passed the House, as you know, and now probably four or five senators are going to make the difference as to whether or not the American people get some tax relief and have their taxes simplified.
Well, they need to start channeling one Ronald Reagan who said, look, I'll take 60-80% of the loaf and come back and negotiate for the other 20 down the road. What I'm concerned about is some of these stubborn senators, they've got to find a way to make it work. I understand some of the pressure in their own particular areas is endemic and it's specialized. But, they need to, yes, I appreciate their passion to fight. But look, they've got a president like they've never had in the last 8 years that's willing to sign legislation that will get this country moving in the right direction. If it's 60%, hey, I'll take 60 over zero any day. It's still better than zero, isn't it?
Well, I would say it this way. I'm not all that satisfied with the tax bill. I might have written it differently. I don't think we've gone far enough. Mm-hmm. But what you just said is precisely correct. You try to push in a direction, and Republicans could take a lesson or two from Democrats, who have inch by inch moved the government and our society to a more progressive state every day, where government gets bigger and there's a greater reliance on government inch by inch. It is our job as Republicans to begin to heal that back. And if it is an inch-by-inch process, we need to take those victories where we find them. So although I don't necessarily, you know, wanted tax reform to be a lot bolder, I would say let's pass this and let's go. But it's going to come down to four or five senators. One of them is, you know, Senator Flake out of Arizona. It appears that he said some positive things about tax reform, even though, you know, he and the president don't see eye to eye. Senator Johnson out of Wisconsin has talked about impact to business, wanting to make the bill better. Well, then let's sit down with Senator Johnson and make it work. And Senator, with all due respect, let's go by the Bill Martinez rule and take the 60% of the loaf and let's move forward and get this passed. The other senator is, you know, Bob Corker out of Tennessee, who is you know, also looking at deficit issues. And I would suggest to you, Bill, that if we can rev up the economy to 3 to 4%, the way to reduce the impact of the deficit is to try to grow out of it. We have to rely on business to grow out of the deficit.
Ed, some of the people do not understand, you know, with some of these states that have got themselves in a tough situation, that, you know, they're complaining about what's being proposed here, but that's because they've locked themselves down. I mean, there's some barriers to entry here that they have created for themselves, and this is going to be a challenge to get through this, isn't it?
You're talking about deletion of the deduction off of state and local taxes.
Yes.
Yeah. So like places like California, New York, Illinois, not the best run places in the country. You know, those citizens have been able to enjoy a deduction of their state and local taxes from their federal taxes. But I'll share with you, Bill, from a Floridian standpoint, who has, you know, who a state which has no income tax, state income tax. Why should I, in fact, supplement those states and basically, you know, allocate my money that I send to the federal government by way of allowing those state citizens to use that as a deduction? Now, again, let me go back to this. If we need to keep that deduction in place to pass this bill, then okay, let's get it done and we can deal with this later. But it is a wake-up call to states like New York, like Illinois, like California, the free ride offered by the federal government by allowing deductibility of state taxes is at least now in question.
The individual mandate, does it survive?
It probably doesn't. It probably doesn't make it through the Senate. They desperately need two senators who have not been willing to pull off pull or repeal the mandate.
Exactly.
Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski both have, on the record, have been against pulling back on Obamacare.
Well, we're out of time, Ed. We got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Once there were people here called Indians,
Native Americans, whatever. And then a boat came called the Mayflower, landed on a big rock and carrying people just like me. And the first year on their own was hard. It was really, really hard. Let me start again. Once there was this one day where everybody seemed to know they needed each other. This one day when they knew for certain that they couldn't do it alone.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, a time of thankfulness. You know, you think about this great country and how it began and, you know, the people with the Mayflower Compact, the pilgrims who came here, half didn't even survive the first year. You know, and it was all part of the seeds of this great American experiment, an experiment that started with, you know, the pilgrims cry to God to give us a place that where we could worship you in liberty. And this was the vision. And they come to America. And here it is. God's hand was upon us. We were able to overcome the most powerful military in the land at the time, and an absolute miracle. How do we do this? You know, but our founding fathers even acknowledged, said, but for the hand of providence, this would never happen. And here we are going back to our roots. And Sam, I want to bring you on here right now. The Good News Girl, Samantha Danielle Mao, is with us as always to talk about the viral videos. But I want to bring her on, you know, to talk about the rich history that we have that started so many years ago from this vision of a people of faith that said, oh, but for us to have a land where we could be free to worship God, because they were escaping a country and escaping Europe, where the oppression was so thick that they couldn't practice their faith with liberty. And here they come to America, and then this helps us recall what has been documented as our first Thanksgiving You know, the fact that even though half of the people died and didn't make it in the first year, they were still thankful for the bounty, the food that was available, the vision. They could see that what they had prayed for, God was answering. So kind of a rich time. And when you think back, you know, on that first Thanksgiving, it is rich in tradition, you know, and of course we've added to it over the years, which I think just adds to the whole experience. Don't you think, Sam, when you get the families together and, you know, the different recipes and, you know, the time to share and to really remember, you know, for a moment, if we can pause for a moment and appreciate really what family, you know, what the country, what this is all about, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love when people go around at Thanksgiving. We've taken turns sometimes saying what we're thankful for. And honestly, the holidays and being able to spend time with my family, because I know everybody doesn't have that option. And, you know, you have some people have family, some people get to spend time with their friends. And it's just you can have some of your best memories on these kind of holidays, because it's like we all make it a point to spend time together. And, you know, I read something this morning that was saying it's not happy people who are thankful, it's thankful people who are happy.
Yeah,
and
I
think that's a really good point. And, you know, I think that, like, for me, I'm especially thankful to get to spend, you know, holidays with my family. Both sides of my family are kind of near me in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we all go, and there's usually about 50 of us that we'll get together.
Is this including, is this including Help Me Rhonda? Not Wanda, not to be confused with Wanda, but Help Me Rhonda?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely including her. She's the one who brought
this
me
is Sam,
along.
This is Sam's mom. That's what we're talking about. Yep, exactly. Yeah, we're just
there. Oh, yeah, and it's just a blast. And she loves it, and I love it, and my sister. And, you know, I hope everybody gets to enjoy Thanksgiving like that. And I know it's something I look forward to making my future children a part of.
What is the number one dish or your favorite dish at Thanksgiving you look forward to? Because this is what happens too, is that they we got to go there. You know, Aunt June's going to be there, and that that green bean cat, it's so good. You know, or the candy. You know, so what is it that ignites your family?
I like my grandma's ham. My mom makes a really good 7-layer salad, which who would think about salad on Thanksgiving? But we love her salad. She's kind of like honed the recipe, or, you know, fixed the recipe a little bit as we go along.
Uh-huh.
We have, on my dad's side of the family, actually, my grandma had an oyster dressing recipe that she actually got to be, I think it was on Good Morning America years ago, for her famous oyster dressing, so, which is stuffing for people who are in different parts. You know, it's like dressing is like, it's different in the South. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I love. Yeah, you know, I have friends in a restaurant in Southern California that I do some work for called Gulliver's. It's a place that John Wayne himself hung out for many years. And they're known for their prime rib, but also for their cream corn. And this time of year, people line up in the back of the restaurant with pots, saucepans. I mean, you know, it's like Mexican restaurants, you know, where they line up for menudo. I guess, white people's answer to menudo is they go, hey, we're going to have cream corn. And they line up, and then they go home and tell everybody that this is what they did, that they, you know, they steal the recipe and whatever. And it's all kinds of fun. But, yeah, cream corn, very traditional. And it amazes me how many people are lined up for Gulliver's cream corn in Southern California. Good fun there. But, hey, look, we want to talk about some viral videos here. And, wow, 102-year-old survivor reunites with a newly discovered nephew. Wow, what a reveal here. Tell us about that.
Elias Piotrutska, he's 102 years old, like you said, and he actually fled Poland during the Holocaust, and he thought that all of his family had died. He had two brothers and his parents, and the two younger brothers were actually twins, and he knew that the one of the twins and his parents had been sent to a concentration camp, and he assumed the other one had been killed too when he was sent, but actually his brother escaped, and they never knew for years. And unfortunately, his brother passed away in 2011. He had fled to Russia, and Elihu is in Israel. But thanks to an online database, he reunited with his brother's son, who he never knew existed until a few days ago. And he said he couldn't sleep for two nights. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You know, to think your whole family is gone. like your whole family that you grew up with. It's just, I mean, I can't imagine what these people went through, and somehow he was able to move forward and start a new family in Israel. And but to find out his brother had a son, and that was a piece of him. And I mean, you can't really watch the reunion without coming to tears, because these two men who never knew each other existed until recently.
And the families reunited. Oh my goodness!
What
a moment! What a mazel tov! What a great reason to be thankful this year. Let's talk about a man's brilliant car ad for a used '96 Honda Accord that went viral.
Okay, so this car ad, I suggest anybody check it out. But this is actually done by a filmmaker, Max Landman, and it was for his girlfriend who was trying to sell, it's now his fiance, but it was his girlfriend who was trying to sell her 1996 Honda Accord. So it kind of, you know, it was set to like a relaxing piano tune and a really nice professional narration, and it's boasting, you know, it's like, it's posting how great the car is, and is driving, she's riding with a coffee pot in the passenger seat, and a little white cat that belongs to the couple in there, and they actually ended up getting offered $20,000 by CarMax.
Oh my gosh. CarMax?
Yeah, they were selling it for $500. That's right. And CarMax is like, you know, we love your ads, but next time just, you know, save yourself time and come directly to us. And CarMax ended up kind of doing a video promoting it and having some of the different fun things from the ad, like the coffee pot that was in the seat and a picture of the cat that was riding along. It's a really unique and funny commercial. It's hilarious. You know,
that's
they
great.
Actually had been offered $150,000 on eBay, but eBay thought it was a prank and shut it down.
So from $500 to $150,000. This is incredible. Real quick, because I know you're asking, where can I go and see this? Of course, just go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, and these and other viral videos are posted right there, too. 31 marathons, 31 days, 13 cities after losing both legs in Afghanistan. Wow, what an inspiring story here.
That's right. Okay, so Marine Corps veteran Rob Jones, lost both of his legs.
Yeah.
I know, that's right. And those guys are tough. And, you know, and of course, you know how tough guys in the military are. And so he decided in 31 days, he went to 21 states and he went to 3 different countries. And each day he would run a marathon to raise $1 million for different veterans fundraisers. And he actually ended up finishing on Veterans Day, which, you know, how perfect is that? He completed all these different. I can't imagine running a marathon once, let alone 31 days in a row, but he did it, and he did it after both of his legs had been amputated. So he just wants people to know that, you know, like especially veterans, he wants them to know when they're wounded, that's not it. You can keep going. You know, he's accomplished more than, I don't know if that's a world record for the amount of marathons run in sequential days, but, you know, he's absolutely an inspiration to all of us, and especially veterans. I'm sure that when guys see him motivated to keep going, it helps them go too, and I'm definitely thankful to see people like him pushing through.
Well, the final story about a guy who didn't meet his groomsman in real life until wedding day. We got about 20 seconds here, Sam, so we got to do this quick.
Who says you can't meet lifelong friends online? He actually played Xbox with this group of guys and for the past 15 years and had never met them.
Wow.
And so he decided to get his friend from Baltimore to come and be part of his wedding. It's a really cool story. Check it out.
Well, go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Happy Thanksgiving, Sam. All the best to the family, okay?
I think you too.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete,
athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The